Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Jessica Klotweig bringing you today's Daily Phil. Living in this area, we have easy access to some amazing things. From theatrical shows, big-name concerts, to professional athletics, there is no shortage of opportunities to be part of something significant. And I'm the queen of getting all excited about an event, going to the website, and beginning the hunt of selecting a seat. You know how it goes. Every seat in the house is not priced the same. And wouldn't you know it, the best seats are far outside the reach of my entertainment budget. And so I choose the nosebleed seats. Hey, at least I'm in, as this is the only distinction that matters eternally. This letter was written as a reminder to those that were coming to accept the good news of Jesus, that they did not need to become Jews before they could become his followers. There are no extra steps, just the step of humility. The Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem is a place that is highly visited because it marks the recognized site as the birthplace of Jesus. To enter the church, one must stoop very low at the doorway. It's called the door of humility, as it is a bodily reminder to bow down in reverence. This bowing down of our human will to conform to the will of God, available because of Jesus, is what levels everything. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. The significant opportunity of being called child by a holy God is something entered only through humility. Heaven will be filled with every nation, tribe, and people and language, Revelation 7:9. But earthly distinctions will have been wiped away, and we are all there equally, just as they were created and in His image. It's all too easy to put people into categories, or even to put ourselves there, based upon the physical realities of this world. But that is not how God sees, 1 Samuel 16:9, and the Holy Spirit gifts, 1 Corinthians 12:7. There are no best seats. Take a few minutes and allow God to examine your heart and repent. That word in the Bible means to change one's mind or heart or actions. This humble act is transformational. May you be filled with hope today and every day because of Jesus.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.